Hello, Mzanzi. You're listening to Farmers Inside Track, proudly brought to you by Food for Mzanzi. Officially, this is the world's best podcast for 2024, as awarded by WANEFRA, the global organization for the world's press. I am your host, Patricia Tembo. Welcome to episode 489. Today, we're discussing an important aspect to crop farming. This episode is set to be informative and practical as we welcome soil scientist Hammond Motsi. He will be providing expert insight and tips about soil sampling. Hammond Motsi, welcome to Farmers Inside Track. We are very pleased to have you on the episode today. For our listeners, Hammond is a PhD candidate in soil science at the University of Stellenbosch, and he'll be providing insights on soil sampling. Hammond, if you could please give us a little bit more about yourself, your research interest as well.
Thank you very much for having me. My name is Hammond Motsi, and I started doing my undergraduate at the University of Poitiers, 4 years with Bachelor's of Science in Crop and Soil Sciences, and then I added another year for Bachelor's of Science in Crop Sciences, which was an honors. And then afterwards, I moved on to Stellenbosch to do my master's in agriculture in agronomy. So currently, I've just started my PhD in soil science. I'm doing a very interesting topic, which is about the mechanisms of spectrum thicket in fixing carbon. So spectrum is a biome known as spectrum thicket found in the Eastern Cape province. So it fixes a lot of carbon under its belly. But what is interesting is that area is an arid to semi-arid region, and the amount of carbon which is being fixed there doesn't tally with that climate. So I'm just looking at the dynamics. And fortunately, last week I was there to do some soil sampling, which I'm going to start to analyze just during the first month of 2025.
Thank you so much. We are speaking to the perfect person regarding soil sampling, and hopefully we'll get to hear more about your research and the outcomes thereof in future episodes. Why is soil sampling critical, and what insights does soil sampling analysis provide about the soil?
Soil sampling is a very important part of farming because it tells you what's the soil health, what's the nutrition available, what is it you need to add, what is it you need to reduce. So it's very important, and it's a very aspect which farmers should consider very seriously.
When would the best time be to take soil samples during the cultivation cycle, and why?
So soil sampling during farming, it's a continuous process. You can sample any time of the year, either during the growth season or the off season, but there are particular periods which are very significant to sample. So the first significant period is to do your soil sampling before you plant, just as you start your season. And then the other significant period is just after you harvest your crops. So there are also other particular periods you can also sample, even after certain periods of season, or even during the season. For instance, let's say you plant, you are growing your maize, and then you check your soil samples after you plant it. And then you can also check at different stages of the growth of the maize, like after germination, during flowering, or during grain filling period.
Is there any specific condition that the soil needs to be in? Can a soil sample be taken from soil that is wet, or does it have to be dry?
Soil sampling doesn't matter what conditions you can take it on, because at the end, no matter which conditions, whether wet or dry, you're going to dry the soil samples and then you analyze. So there are certain particular analysis which may require the soil, like from its conditions, something like bulk density. And I think inorganic nitrogen, you just need to just sample. But even if you dry the soil, you can just still add water for it to be moist. So it doesn't normally matter like at what conditions you sample.
You touched on the frequency, but it's a continuous practice that farmers need to do of soil sampling. But is there frequency at which a farmer should conduct soil sampling? Is there any fixed sort of added to which no farmer needs to in a growth cycle, what would your advice be? How often should the soil be sampled?
As for me, sometimes it also depends with the budget of the farmers. So remember, the farmers can do the analysis, the sampling, but the analysis, they normally send it to the laboratories. So some of the laboratories, they are quite expensive. So it also depends now with the budget of the farmer. If the farmer is working on a limited or a low budget, I would advise them just to make sure they sample like before they plant and then just after they harvest. But if the farmer doesn't worry about his or her budget, they can sample even during different periods of the growth stage of each and every plant or that particular plant they'll be growing in that particular land.
What are the key indicators that farmers should look for in soil analysis reports? And with more focus on degradation, what are the key indicators for that? And deficiency, you mentioned earlier, salinity, acidity in the soil. Maybe if you can give understanding for that, what are indicators?
I'll probably start by discuss what is degradation, because it's a very important word in which also can be confusing when it comes to farming. Degradation can be defined as anything that can reduce the status of the soil to support the plants. So people are normally familiar with soil erosion as a form of degradation. So other types or forms of degradation could be soil salinity, could be soil acidity, and most importantly, soil infertility or a reduction of the soil's capacity to supply nutrients. These are the things which farmers can also have a look through soil sampling. You cannot see it with your eyes like, okay, this soil is degraded and which kind of degradation is affect your soil. So the most important part which farmers should look at on their soil analysis should be the nutrients first, and then the major nutrients, which are nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and then others like calcium, magnesium, and sulfur. So still on that again, farmers tend, or a lot of people, they tend to neglect micronutrients. So micronutrients are those nutrients which are required in small quantities. So for them being required in small quantities, it doesn't mean that you should ignore them, because there are processes which they are significant on during the plant development, especially in supporting these major nutrients. So these ones include your zinc, your copper, your silicon, your chlorides, and so forth. So those are the important part when it comes to soil fertility. And then when it comes to soil acidity, we measure it through pH. So your pH, normally pH for proper plant growth, normally ranges between 6 to 8, depending on the plant. So the farmer should know the required pH for the particular plant. And then when the soil analysis comes, if the pH is high, he or should apply something which reduces the pH. And if the pH is low, the farmer should apply something which increases the pH. It also applies to the salinity. Salinity is normally the accumulation of the salts in the soil. So that one, it normally has to do with the application of certain agronomic practices which can reduce the soil salinity. So in a nutshell, those are the most important aspects farmers need to check for their soil analysis: the nutrients, the pH, and then the soil salinity.
Understanding when soil nutrients, pH, salinity, and also looking for degradation in the soil is important, as it directly affects crop yield and quality. Okay.
Exactly.
What are the best practices for collecting soil samples to ensure accurate and reliable results?
That's also an important part, because that will create the foundation of how your results of the soil samples will be interpreted. So soil samples need to be collected properly. So there are a lot of guidelines which you may find on internet, Department of Agriculture offices, or those soil analysis laboratories. They will have certain guidelines which farmers need to take. What I think will be the best is for farmers to check with their extension officers to assist them on how they can sample the soil, because it needs a certain technique such that your interpretation of the soil analysis will be proper. So when it comes to soil sampling, there are certain equipment which needs to be used. Normally it's an auger, but you can use a hoe or so forth. And then depending on how far you need to go when it comes to depth, but the most required depth is from 0 to 30 centimeters. Why? Because that's the region you find a lot of roots, and that's where all lots of activities which has to do with the soil plant interaction took place. So you should be aware of that, that you need to take 0 to 30 centimeters. And then sometimes you can take like one sample, like 0 to 30 centimeters, or you can split the depth like from 0 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30. But that one is normally significant in research, not exactly to the farmers. So another thing is also that land, like in a particular field, let's say a hectare of a land, you see that there are a lot of heterogeneity, which can be introduced by slope, like find some other part of that 1 hectare of land is deep or it's high. And then this also affects some of your result interpretation. So you need to sample differently in those regions such that when you interpret, you will see that, okay, in this region of my land, the soil fertility or pH is like this. And then this part of the land is like this. And then the other part of the land is like this. So those are some of the things which farmers need to look at during the soil sampling.
With the soil sampling, you would advise a farmer to rather go to the Department of Agriculture or go directly to the soil analysis labs instead of collecting the sample themselves, because as you said, there's just a lot of technical aspects that one needs to understand. Is that correct? It's not something a farmer can undertake on their own?
It's not something which farmers can just undertake from the moon, because it needs some certain degree of technical know-how. So the farmer needs to go first to the laboratory, either it's a private laboratory or it's a government laboratory, and check with them and then discuss with them that I need to do analysis for my field. I need to plant this particular plant. So I need assistance with how I collect the sample. So I think those people will be willing to assist the farmer on how he or she gonna undertake the sampling, or they can probably go with someone from that laboratory who can assist the farmer. It's very important for the farmer to consult the laboratory first. Some of the laboratory, they may not be able to analyze all the type of analysis. So if you approach a laboratory, you ask them like, okay, what kind of analysis do you offer? And then they can discuss with you that, and then maybe you can go to another laboratory where this other particular laboratory offers and then this one doesn't offer. And then there's also a bit of a difference between the private and the government. The private are a bit expensive, but they offer a variety of analysis. And then the government, the ones, they are not expensive, but they offer a less variety of the analysis.
You know, as a soil scientist yourself, what information does a farmer need to know when approaching the labs or soil sampling? Is it important for them to know their soil profile? What information do they at least have to have in order for the soil sampling to be done?
It's very important for farmers to know what they need to know about their soils. So some of the general information they may provide for the laboratory is something like the crop first, like what kind of crop do they need to do and how long does it take? And some information in terms of the rainfall, the climate, the topography of the land, like if their land is not homogeneous, which is something which is expected. Those are the most important things they need to know such when they're approaching the laboratory, and then the rest, they will know it from the soil analysis.
So how does land use influence the frequency and method of soil sampling? So we know that farmers, after harvest, they cover crop the soil. So things like that, does the land use, like what the land is being used for, influence soil sampling?
Yeah, definitely land use has an effect on soil sampling, mostly on how you conduct the soil sampling, like what you have said, that the cover crops, they may be cover crops or crop rotation and so forth. They just have to sample it differently. And I think when they approach the laboratory, after they discuss what they want from the laboratory can assist them on how they can sample under different land use or the land use which each farmer can is undertaking in his field.
And maybe if you could go into soil sampling technologies, are there any GPS drones, etc., used in soil sampling?
Of course, technology is becoming part of our daily lives and agriculture is not immune to that. So there are actually a lot of upcoming models which are being used to just right away check the soil fertility without doing the manual work of digging the soils and then taking them to the laboratory. So these technologies, they are like something which I can call, they're on their embryonic stage. So they are not yet like something which is perfect. So you find out that maybe sometimes they are like 60, 70, 80%. They are not yet perfect. And then some of them, they also require sophisticated machinery like the drones, internet, and so forth, which some other farmers may not have access to, but others can also have access to. So GPS, drone technology, Earth observatory models actually being applied to agriculture. But a lot of them, like what I said on the embryonic stage, you still find it under research. And then the researchers, they are trying to improve and improve up until probably they reach like they are 100% sure that, okay, if we are checking, let's say, the nitrogen in this field using those technology, even if you do the manual way, you're still going to find the exact amount.
You spoke of access soil. It's the foundation of agriculture, really, and it's important for farmers to steward the soil sustainably. So for small-scale farmers who are, you know, worried about affordability, what options are there for them to ensure that, you know, they're able to test their soil without worrying about financial requirements?
There's actually a parity between small-scale farmers and commercial farmers. And the major distinction of them is more of budget, or the commercial farmers have more funds, but the smallholder farmers, they don't have. So you find out that the smallholder farmers, they don't even care about their soil sampling, but the commercial farmers, they care about that. And that's why they continue to dominate, because they do exactly what they want. And then the smallholder farmers, they have low budget, or they don't have the funds. They don't care about checking soil fertility, or they don't even know that you need to check your soil status before you plant. That's why you find out that yields are always low in those of farmers. But what I can encourage is that research institutions like your agriculture colleges, your universities, and even the Department of Agriculture should engage more with the smallholder farmers and discuss with them the importance of soil sampling, and also assist them with the soil sampling since they don't have money. Or probably if the farmers actually knows, the smallholder farmers knows that soil sampling is important for farming, when they approach the laboratories, either for the government or for this research institution, it's also important for those institutions to offer them some discounts. For private laboratories, I think it would be a no, because those ones, they are after money. So they won't tolerate, but I can assure you, they have to work with the Department of Agriculture, agriculture institutions, their colleges and universities. I think they will be able to be assisted properly.
Where can farmers take their soil samples? I know you touched on the private soil laboratories and the government soil laboratories, but do you have any specific recommendations for soil sampling analysis where farmers can take?
Each and every region or province, there is specific laboratories, either private or these institutions like colleges and universities of agriculture, and then also the Department of Agriculture. In the Eastern Cape, I know about Statarium. There's a lot of research which goes on there. There are good laboratories there which can smallholder farmers can access. There's also Dune, that side also of Eastern Cape. And then the side of Stellenbosch, the Department of Agriculture, is a good laboratory. I've also been sending my soy samples for my study to that laboratory. And then there is also one called BEMLAB, but it's a private and it's very, very expensive. So those ones, their target is normally commercial farmers. So each and every region and every province has got some laboratories, either private or government. And then farmers can just Google any soil analysis laboratory near me. I think they can get information on that, or they can just go to the Department of Agriculture to ask them if they have a laboratory, or if they don't, where can they recommend the farmer, which is somewhere within the closer proximity of the farmer.
Thank you so much to soil scientist Hammond Motsi. For more information on this topic, you can visit www.foodformzanzi.co.za. That brings us to the end of this episode. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. From me, Patricia Temlo, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag team Food Forum Zanzi, thank you for listening.
Africa's dopest gathering for young farmers is back. Don't miss your chance to join the who's who's of agriculture, from top-tier experts to game-changing farmers, at the Mzansi Young Farmers Indaba on 1 and 2 April 2025 in Pretoria. Early bird tickets are now available, so head to farmingindaba.com to get your full access pass for a discounted price. That's farmingindaba.com for early bird access to a full access pass. You don't want to miss out.